Sairam. How are you doing? So nice to meet you this pleasant afternoon. Well, this is a pleasant surprise to me, which I never anticipated. For the last 1 month or a little more, I'm in exile, almost in disguise, not to the notice of anybody, because this has been a quite unexpected, unscheduled visit because of the demand from the domestic front. And over decades, because of my involvement in Sai organizational work for over decades, though I was quite popular outside, highly notorious at home, being totally irresponsible. But as Baba might have thought, in the fourth lap of my life, that I should be a little bit famous at home also, if not matching my public figure outside, I thought of grabbing this earliest opportunity, trying to gain some good name at home. I don't know, I'm still doubtful whether I'm successful or not. And I thank all of you for being here this afternoon. Well, for two reasons. One, for about 3 decades of service in the Sai organization, and apart from my stay in Prashantalayam in Swami's institution for about 22 years, I have certain things to share with you before I invite questions. I believe that all youngsters like you should be missionaries in your spirit. Missionary spirit. What do you mean by the spirit of a missionary? The spirit of a missionary is vital. It is dynamic. It is a vital force. It is energetic. It is magnetic. So this magnetic, vital, energetic force is expected of a missionary. Every member, every one of you should be a missionary like that. To such an extent that you will be drawing people around you, that will be attracting many people towards you, and the people should look at you to know more about Swami. That everybody should be a center of attraction to this remaining people in the community to know the mission and the message of Sai. Secondly, I also wish you should be visionary. You should be a missionary and a visionary. What do I mean by visionary? Anything that is repetitive is monotony, boring. If you go on repeating again and again, what we did last year, what we did 10 years ago, it is Himalayan boredom. It is oceanic monotony. So let us not be repetitive. You should be a visionary. What do I mean by visionary? A missionary who happens to be a visionary will think of future, will plan all the activities, thinking of 20 years, what's going to happen after 20 years. What I'm going to do today should be a kind of an example, a guideline, a precursor, a beginning for others to emulate, to copy, and to improve upon. Therefore, my friends, at the outset, let me tell you that every member, you should be a missionary and a visionary. The second point, being a teacher for about 46 years, my habit of teaching won't leave me. Old habits die hard. What to do, what to do? I can't help it. The second thing which I want to draw your attention is this. Every one of you must be familiar with every activity of the organization. What difference does it make between a Sevadal member and a youth member. This seems to be a confusing area. Youth are separate from Sevadal. Don't you agree with me? We have Sevadal in such an organization, and we have youth at the same time. My question to you is, would you define, would you let me know the difference between the two? Sevadal consider that they are organizational, authentic, authoritative, recognized, affiliated. Youth consider themselves, we are directly linked to Swami, nobody in between. No district president, no state president, nothing. We are accountable to Swami. Oh, this seems to be an autonomous body. Nobody is able to define me. Nobody able to demarcate the two wings till now. Well, the way how I look at it is this. Sevadal is a conventional, traditional wing of the organization. They have got set activities, whereas youth, little more, super speciality. See, we read cardiology MD, but DM, super speciality, higher than that. So youth is a super specialization over Sevadal. If you repeat same as Sevadal, we have got some eye camp, we got some polio camp, it is like, what camp? Unless one is a scamper, he would not think of camp all the time. What is this camp? I am not against these camps. That is a seasonal activity. Should you wait somebody to fall sick to help those people? Somebody said, a man who is a big dealer of asbestos sheet, he has got a big shop there. And he said, by the grace of Bhagavan, I could have maximum business this time because of flood havoc. So you want flood havoc every time to have your business because of the grace of Bhagavan. See the tragedy. The tragedy. Therefore, if you believe on medical camps, you expect people to fall sick to serve them. I'm not denying. I'm not against either. It is a seasonal activity. It is not a regular activity. It is an occasional activity, but not a daily activity. Therefore, youth, something superior, something higher, advanced Sevadal, super speciality. What do I mean by that? You should get yourself acquainted with every wing of the organization, every wing. Supposing, all alone, if you happen to go to some other place where there is no organization, nobody, you should be able to light a lamp there. You should be able to build an organization there. You should be able to start a Balavikas. You should be able to start some Sevadal, some Sai organization, all alone. Then you deserve to be a youth member. Sir, I am a member, youth member in Chicago. Chicago organization existed before you were born. You have not contributed anything. It's good if you don't spoil it. So the best contribution is to allow things as they are, rather adulterating or polluting it either. Therefore, my friends, what I expect from you is to be familiar with every wing of the organization, such that you'll be able to start an organization at a place where there are none of this nature. There are many people like that. I'm not boasting. I'm sure none of you must have heard this name. There's one place in Andhra Pradesh, India, by name Vijayawada, where it is one of the senior centers in the state of Andhra Pradesh. All those that served there, when they leave that place on transfer or promotion, they go all alone to a different place and start Sai Center there. That is expected of a youth member. Rather going somewhere, why don't you elect me as the president of Sai Center? Very cheap. No. I am here for creativity. I am here for something novel. I am here for something new. Yes, I am here to start the organization where there is no organization at all. For that, we need to be well acquainted with the organizational setup, what it is, how to start Bal Vikas, how to start Sevadal, how to start Bhajan group. We should be acquainted. In other words, every youth member should have multi-dimensional approach. Should be prepared for multi-task activities. That is expected of a youth member. Yes, it is possible, my friends, it is possible. If you just make a beginning, Swami will give you lot of strength. And Bhagavan will send forth so many devotees, they'll walk behind you. First step, we hesitate. We are doubtful to step forward. Therefore, I urge and appeal all of you to get yourself familiar with the organizational setup, organizational hierarchy, the way how to start a unit, the way how to plan the various activities of different wings. This is the second point I want to draw your attention. And third, Sai message is something with which we should be familiar. It is rather very unfortunate that many people do not speak of Sai message. I blame even seniors also. I don't have all praise for seniors also in this regard. If you ask any senior man to speak about Swami, what he would say? He will speak how he has come to Swami. I am not interested in your biography. The world would have been much better had you not been a devotee. He will say, I was coming in a lorry, another lorry had hit against me. Baba saved my life. Why has he saved your life? To kill me. In one way, even the seniors also portrayed Baba as a miracle man. Baba is a man of miracles. That's how we publicized. He is, but he is not all that. A miracle is not be all and end all. It is on record Baba saying that miracle is of the size of a mosquito when compared to the size of gigantic elephant, which is his divinity. Divinity is the size of an elephant, while miracle is the size of a mosquito. Because we love mosquitoes. We got used to go to sleep along with the humming of the music of mosquitoes. We concentrate on mosquitoes. Those days are gone. Not that I'm underestimating miracles. Not that I don't want it. Not that I undermine their value. The whole Bhagavatam is nothing but miracles of Bhagavan Krishna. That is different. But to youth, simple example. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna wants Arjuna to fight. He didn't ask Arjuna to do bhajan. He didn't ask Arjuna to take prasadam and lie down. He didn't ask Arjuna to do bhajan throughout night. Or he didn't ask him to circumambulate around him, do pradakshina. He wanted the Arjuna, come on, fight. Come on, fight. What does it mean? Do I mean that you should also get up to fight? It's not that. Fighting for Arjuna is his duty. Similarly, every youth member should take to this activity in your profession to the best of your ability. I find many of youngsters sending me some questions. How do we balance between office work and Sai work? My friends, Sai work, your work are not separate. I cannot avoid my classes, speak some nonsense, gup and gossip there, call myself a devotee. Nonsense. Bringing a bad name to the title devotee. A best professor, a best doctor, a best engineer, a best computer specialist, best in your field. That is the qualification of an ideal devotee. To be successful in your own job, to be enterprising, to be an expert is absolutely necessary. Nobody in the society should say, he is a hopeless fellow, he is a Sai devotee. It's an insult. He is not regular to his job, he is planning to go back because of his supreme inefficiency. He is a Sai devotee. No. It's a shame. It's a matter of shame. Therefore, excellence, professionalism, expertise is the quality of a youth man. Every youth. Why? Clearly it is said, yoga, karma su kausalam. Karma action, su in a good way, kausalam with all the skill and the talent. If you do your office work with all the talent, with all the skill, with all the vigor, that is yoga. But unfortunately, our people think that yoga is sitting straight up, okay, until your back pains. That's no yoga. That's physical exercise. Therefore, my friends, to be an expert, to be a specialist in your own chosen field is yoga. That is very necessary. In this aspect, I should say, 100% fact, all our children, all our Sai youth, all over the world are doing an excellent job. We are really, really proud of them. Everyone is expert in his own field. Why I refer to this point is, those who are lagging little behind, they would pick up. So that they would also try. That's what I mean. That's professional expertise. Professional expertise is absolutely necessary. The next point is this. Since this is a closed session, I can afford to be very plain, free and frank. In those days, when Swami started the organization, it was earliest. Swami started so many novel new programs subsequently. Many of the programs are copied by sister spiritual organizations. I shall not name them because it will be indecent on my part to mention individual names. There are many organizations that have copied our activities successfully. They even improved upon them. If you so insist that I should tell you those names, I shall tell you at the end of the meeting. I shall whisper into your ear, taking you into all confidence. Therefore, today, we are in the midst of so many sister organizations. In those days, it was not the case. It was Bhagwan who started education in human values for the first time. And it is developed in a big way, in a better way, by other sister spiritual organization. It means what? We have not matched Swami's design. We have not kept pace with the Swami's planning, with Swami's mode of functioning. Swami said in 50s itself about Jyoti meditation. Meditation, well, we are as we were. Well, some other spiritual organization has copied it successfully. Many of the several activities have been taken up by state governments for implementation. Therefore, my friends, when so many sister organizations, government, quasi-government, and non-government, are very successful in emulating Swami's example, in following Sai path, in various activities, we need to go ahead of them. Sai is always ahead of them. Sai is always in the forefront, but we are not able to run after him. We are not able to keep that momentum, that velocity, that speed expected of us. This youth is started for that purpose, as I feel now. Most of you must have noticed in Uttakaman, Ooty, Tamil Nadu, the train goes up Ooty, Blue Mountain Express. It has got two engines, one engine in the front, one engine behind. As the train goes up, a beautiful sight for gods, Nilgiris. So the train reaches comfortably to Uttakamand. Two engines. One engine to me is Sevadal. One engine in the front is youth for the train of Sai organization. So you should supplement, give them additional force that is required. How is it possible? How to go about it? We'll come to discuss later. But there is urgent need to gear up, urgent need to speed up. There is a dire need to go ahead in advance or other organizations, in full view of Sai ideals and Sai views and Sai goals. That's what I wanted to inform, keep you informed. And the next aspect is, Bhagavan said so many things about so many fields of public activity, individual and collective as well. Supposing if anyone says, what does Baba expect from youth? What are his views on women? What does he say about your job? What does he say about your family responsibility? What does he say about the goal of life? We'll say, I know only one thing, the weak end and the medical camp. It speaks of that emptiness, lacuna. That emptiness, that void, that I don't have sufficient ideas. It is rather miserable when Swami has got a multi-dimensional approach to our activity. Sai is like a diamond. Diamond has so many faces. Sai has got so many facets of his divine personality. So we should be able to multiply our activities multifold, such that nobody can ever reach our standard. That has been so till recently. Now many sister organizations are there. And somebody said, sir, some of our people are going elsewhere. I said, why? Sir, there are so many youth programs. I told them, do you think this is meant for old people? Do you think that Sai organization is meant for retired people? No. Definitely not. It's not meant for retired people, the hopeless junk, including the self here. Spirituality is for youngsters. Spirituality is for those who are physically fit, mentally alert, intellectually sound, not condemned garbage. How do I say that? Why? Because you youngsters have a long way to go. And we had our innings so long. We'll be getting down next station any time. The schedule, the time of departure, we do not know. But whereas you are to travel a long way, and therefore Sai is meant for youth. Why do I say that? Swami is devoting 75% of his time for youngsters. Always he spends time among youngsters, giving chances to young people. If it is unfortunate if we people don't allow you to speak, it is unfortunate if we don't give way to you. But Swami wants the youngsters to take up the responsibility. And today, in Satya Sai Central Trust, Satya Sai Book Trust, Satya Sai University Hospital, most of the people appointed in the recent years, they are all young people, youngsters. So that is the vision of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. But unfortunately, people like us don't want to vacate our jobs. Supposing I am the president, I will continue to be president eternally, because Atma has no beginning, no end. So my post has no end. And every fellow speaks of spirituality. You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not intellect. But you are the position. You are the position. It's really awful, unethical, irreligious, and non-spiritual, immoral. It is totally individualistic, but not organizational. So youngsters should be prepared to take up responsibilities and run the organization on sound lines. You may not have opportunity to head the organization. You may not have opportunity to be the president or some office bearer. You be the bearer of responsibility. Let them continue to be the office. Separate office and bearer. Those in an office, we have to bear with them. Therefore, my friends, this kind of mongering, hankering after positions should not enter into our lives, should not show their ugly head in our lives. I want activity. I want Swami more than bloody position. I don't want it. I should be honored even without a position. If you think that your honor and respect are because of your position, then once you are out of position, it is a celebration to everybody. Oh, he's out of power? Very good. It means you are in nonsense till then. People are waiting eagerly for your retirement. When you would quit the post of office. That's a very unfortunate thing. Therefore, let youth concentrate on the activities than the positions. Positions in the organization may come and go, but you should be respected. One should command respect, but not demand respect. If you demand respect, it only means something incorrigible, something horrible, terrible. If you command respect, it is because of love and respect. Therefore, my friends, let us see where we are going, where we are wrong. Let us try to be free from those things and take the organization to a higher level. To a higher level. Baba is always there to stand by us. You may be alone, but in the course of time, many people will come and join. I do not mention the name. It so happened that I was posted at one place where I received no cooperation from anybody. It is almost 1:20. 21 group, I am just one. But believe me, by Baba's grace, work town turned out at that place is matchless. That nobody could improve upon that till this day. Why? I have the support of Swami behind me. I am not alone. So in certain occasions, at certain moments, we may feel isolated. We may feel singled out. We may feel lonely. We may feel frustrated, dejected, disappointed. But yet, Baba is there to lift you like a crane, take you there and keep you at a safe place. That is my experience. How he stood by me and made me do so many of the activities all alone with a 20 on the other side. That is Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba. The credit goes to him. Likewise, when every one of you is charged with that kind of leadership quality, that dynamism, you are bound to be successful. Please take it from me. Please take it from me. Swami is there. Next is this. Self-evaluation, self-assessment or self-audit is very necessary. Where am I? What was I? Because we should know before coming to youth organization, before coming to Baba, what was I before? What am I now? what do I want to be? I ask many people, elderly people in Prashantalayam, sir, please help me. They said, Anil Kumar, what do you want? Sir, you have been here since long. What for have you come? Have you got it? How far are you from your goal? How long will you take to reach your goal? They will say, Anil Kumar, it is bhajan time, Sai Ram. Because they have no answer. Why have I come here? What is my goal? How near is it? How far is it? How much? How long will it take? No one has any answer. Spirituality is meant for that. The purpose of spirituality is that only, to let you know why you are here, what for you are here, where do you reach. They are not answered till now. Therefore, please, you will find out yourself. In you, a silent transformation, a metamorphosis, a paradigm shift in our thinking. Those who are full of temper after being exposed to Bhagavan is bit equanimous, bit balanced. The one who is highly selfish will think of the community little bit now. Therefore, we find an inner growth, inner transformation, and as we examine ourselves, self-audit, self-assessment, self-evaluation, we'll be knowing our own pitfalls, strength and weakness, such that we can improve upon our strength with prayers to Bhagavan in all humility. In all humility. I can tell you, one boy went to Germany after completing his PhD in such a university. In Germany at that time, there was a trend among the public. Shoot at sight, non-Germans. Shoot at sight, all non-Germans may be shot dead. That was the time. This boy went there all alone. Nobody to take care of him. But Baba stood by him. Some of the devotees, Germans, native of that land, took care of this boy. He kept him at their residence. And this boy taught them Sai Bhajans, Gayatri Mantra, whatever little knowledge he had. And he came out successfully with another doctorate degree from Germany. He was in crisis, all alone. But Baba is there. And he made use of him to spread Sai mission, mantras, everything there. You may not believe, last year I had been to Japan. And most of the Japanese, 100%, many of them have Sai Center. They can chant Veda loudly, correct diction, first class erudition, exact pronunciation in an able way, better than most of the Indians of priestly class. They could recite Veda full-throated. They came in suits and started doing it for an hour, not simply opening prayer. Well, I was wonderstruck. Later I was informed that some youth from this country trained them there. That is the quality of youth. And there at a ready-made center, ready-made stuff, instant food, instant coffee, instant results. Life is not instant. Life takes its own course of time. Therefore, there in Tokyo last year, I attended one conference at the embassy office. Rarely embassy offices are thrown open to spiritual organization. Well, I was invited and went there. They wanted me to inaugurate that program, Vedic Renaissance in Japan. Vedic Renaissance. I asked, what do you mean by that? There are 50 Japanese already who are translating Veda into Japanese language. Its meaning, interpretation, 50 already on the job. And they wanted me to speak on Veda, about which I have no idea. I said, why? I don't know. Are you against me or you want to make me unpopular? Why do you ask me to do that? We don't know Anil Kumar, you have to go. What am I to do? I am fully conscious of the fact that I am speaking in the divine presence of Bhagavan. I also know that he listens to me as a silent listener and an unseen guest. I am also sure that he will ask me back home if anything that objectionable, false things said here, because it happened in the past. So I am highly conscious of it. Now I say with that awareness that Bhagavan is listening to me. Please believe me when I say, I started recollecting what all Baba said during Dasara days. During Dasara celebration, Swami speaks on Veda. I started recollecting those things. I spoke something like that, which was all appreciated. Later there's some fantastic talk. Why do you say that you don't know Veda? I said, have I spoken? Is that true? I'm not aware of it. It's something like Bhagavan speaking through me. It happens. When once we surrender, he'll make you do that. Then once I say that I'm doing it, there ends the matter. That is the last and the final step. So every youth should be conscious of the fact that he is the doer and he gives us the credit. That he is the director, that I am an actor. That he is the motivator, that I am the worker. That he is the inspiration, while I am the perspiration. While he is the divine, I am just the human. That his is the plan, I only execute, my Lord. This is necessary. Because sometimes we forget that we are doing it. Sooner we realize that we are not doing it, earlier we will be close to Bhagavan. And he guides you, he takes you to success. I have umpteen number of examples. Therefore, my friends, I want you to develop the devotion and spirit of surrender to Bhagavan. Another, there cannot be any exploitation of spiritual organization for physical benefit. For worldly benefits, we should not exploit. If we exploit, in the long run, you will be the loser. Because we are not a social organization. We are not a Rotary Club. We are not Lions Club. We are not here to socialize, develop contacts, and try to think of mutual benefit. It's not so. It is for spiritual progress. It is for spiritual advancement. Where there is socialization, there is politics. We get into that. So let us be totally spiritual in our understanding, completely spiritual in our activity, so that we'll grow more and more. Be familiar with Sai message. It's not any kind of publicity or propaganda, because it is too late for it, because the work started long back. The work started long back, so it's too late to announce it for publicity. I'm sure nobody would misunderstand me. There's one website today, SaiWisdom.com. SaiWisdom.com. This SaiWisdom.com covers all the talks given to youth, organization, intellectuals, the general public, world over, many of the countries that Baba blessed me to visit. We have video online there also. Quite recently, a thought came to my mind. Life is coming to a close in respect of me, for that matter. I don't think that will be eternal. No, no, no. Life is getting exhausted like a candle. It's time to do something substantial for the organization. Therefore, I decided to give talks thematic on themes. Say, like this. Ideal home. What does Swami think of ideal home? Why should Swami say, I have a home for that matter? No, your home is not ideal. It is a home, but not ideal home. What does Baba say about it? So what does Swami say about ideal parenting? Are we ideal parents? I don't think so. Today, can any parent say, I can make child the frock of the color I choose? Come on, can you tell your child? Why? They limit, please wear this yellow frock. Why? Ideal parenting. Would you like to have some bread? Why? I like cereals. Okay. Shall we go for Sai Center? Why? So this kind of, we can't say that we are ideal parents. We'll have the effect in the future, not now. Today is so nice. So a child saying no on the face. We love it and hug and all that, appreciating. My child is saying no to me. Oh, so nice. Congratulations. We'll felicitate you someday. After we'll get the reaction. So, we are not idealist parents. Yes. Including me. I don't blame anybody because I was nowhere at home. I had no time to think of the children in those days. When they were at home, I was away from them. When I'm at home today, they're away from me. That's what it is. So, ideal parenthood, what does Baba say? What is the role of women in society? What does Baba has to say? I'm speaking on those topics, collected from Sai literature, thematic. Pardon? Huh? Oh. So, like that, we are doing it so that you will be equipped with Sai message fully and live up to it and spread Sai message in the community. Therefore, Sai has very high hopes on youth. Very high hopes. Let us not betray him. Let us not disappoint him. He has given whole life for the youth. The free education, the number of chances, the countless blessings. We are all very happy here. We are all well settled here. We are above want. It is because of his grace. Let us serve his mission. Let us spread his message. Let that be the cardinal point of interest. Let us focus on this and strive hard as youth. I am so happy that this meeting is for youth, organized by youth and to youth only, as this happens to be Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Yes, Abraham Lincoln's birthday today. Thanks to Madhu who brought to my notice that. See, democracy of the people, by the people, for the people. This is the meeting of the youth, for the youth, organized by the youth, addressed to youth. What more I want? You are all youth and I am youthful. I don't want to be branded aged or much less retired. No. Anybody may retire. A teacher has no retirement. Why? Every year he lives with a new generation, a new batch. Some of my students come to me and say, sir, you are like that. I'll tell them, I continue to be like that. Because they grow like that, wider and wider. The doors have to be widened. But we continue to be like that. Therefore, I'm so happy to have met you boys and girls. I'm so happy to have met you, mighty happy. A teacher finds his fulfillment. A true teacher finds his life in the company of youngsters. I'm so happy. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for this lovely opportunity of meeting you, of spending this best of the times during this trip. Thank you very much. Now I invite questions. Thank you very much. Yes.
Sairam, just as Geeta said, first of all, I just wanted to thank you, you know, for gracing us with your presence. And, you know, this is truly a wonderful learning opportunity for all of us as youth. and you know, hopefully we won't let Swami down in the future. As you are probably aware, the theme for our retreat was like living in Swami's message. And we are trying to, kind of the purpose of this retreat was to figure out how we should, you know, go about doing that. So, you know, you have been in Swami's close proximity for so many years and, you know, have had the grace of just, you know, getting to listen to Swami and interact with the Swami devotees. If you could summarize in just one sentence, you know, what is Swami's, like, if Swami had to give us, any one of us, advice, that how should we live his message and how can we take his message forward as the youth? You know, could you just elaborate on that a little bit, please?
It is really an interesting question, more a challenging question, as I'm supposed to put it in a sentence. That's what it is. It is the toughest job to any biologist, because biology believes in description, narration, unlike mathematics, physics and chemistry that stand for brevity of equation and formulae. Anyway, I accept the challenge. In a sentence, if I am to put it, authentically, as said by Baba, love all, serve all, is the theme given to the youth. That's what you can take it. Am I clear, please? That's it.
Swami says that we must love and serve our parents, but for those of us who live abroad and, you know, have our own families here, it's, you know, probably just as easy to love our parents as those youth, you know, who live in India or their home countries. But how do we serve our parents from here? I mean, do we have to take comfort in the fact that if I do Swami's work, then Swami will do my work, you know? Is that, do I have to just take comfort in that fact, or do you have any ideas on how to serve our parents from here?
You are very sentimental. Good. And your parents should feel proud of you. I appreciate the question. Loving parents, by staying with them, is one thing. Loving parents by staying elsewhere at a far off distance is another thing. Staying with them, fighting with them every moment, disagreeing with them every moment, not listening to them at all, is a hell on earth. Staying away from them, feeling for them, praying for them, sharing their views, helping in the way you want, by sending them whatever you want, by whatever they demand, sharing your resources with them is really marvelous. Distance lends enchantment, familiarity breeds contempt. Therefore, by being away from them, you care more for them, you love them, you share your resources, whatever lot you have. Today, let me make it point blank. Today, if the middle class families there, in Andhra Pradesh, in Tamil Nadu, in Kerala, for sure, if the middle class families are well placed today, and the parents are quite comfortable by virtue of having enough of funds at their disposal to travel in first class trains or flights because of their children abroad. This is a fact. The best thing is to stay with them and serve them. Best thing. And the next is to share whatever you have from here is another alternative. Stay with them, don't care them. Stay far away, forget them. Yet I'm a Sai devotee doing Sai activity. It's a self-betrayal, cheating one's own self and the public. Am I clear? Once Baba said it, because you raised the point. Your good name? Sanja. Oh, dawn or dusk? Both, yeah. Swami told one boy was telling, Swami, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then boy, Swami Vashalaidu. Or you go home and serve your parents. No, no, Swami, I love you. Are gas ra? What you are speaking is kal gas. Indian gas. That's Baba said. That boy was taken by Swami gas. Yes, it is gas. You know your parents. You know what your parents need. You know how to serve them. You know how to please them. When you don't do that what you know, you want me to believe that you love God whom you have never met? You want me to believe that you love God whom you do not know how to serve, how to please Him? No. If you serve your parents and please them, that is as much as loving God and serving them, what Baba said. So, it's both ways. See, we can love from here. We can serve from there. Arrange for service to them. Concern. Today the parents are different from parents of those times. Today parents don't expect any money from you. All are fine. The salaries have gone up. At the time when I joined service, no one prepared to marry me. Because my salary was 184. And today, a man of my service gets 96,000 rupees salary. Oh yes, there's a big beeline now to get married now. Great demand. In those days, no, no. Church, people used to avoid the street where we live also. Today, lecturer job first class. Why? 15 days you will be on strike, 15 days boys will be on strike. And you get salary for the whole month. Besides that, you can have some business and work elsewhere. Income tax, free. Good. So, today, no one is complaining of paucity of funds or shortage. All have enough of money. But parents care. A word of inquiry. How are you, daddy? How are you, mommy? How are you? Are doing well? Are you having your regular health checkup? I saw you recently. You seem to be thin. You seem to have lost weight. Well, that will make them happy. And the parent is such a foolish fellow, including me. When once the son or daughter starts making inquiry, how are you? We start the whole traffic. Come here, you know. Last night my son spoke to me on the phone. How is that fellow interested in your son? The parenthood is like that. What to do? No one is an exemption. But the elderly they are, they start go on speaking of their children, though other fellow is yawning and going to samadhi. That's the parent life. This is an age problem, geriatric complaint. So from pediatric to geriatric. So today what is needed is a good word of concern. A personal note here. Long back I received a letter from my daughter. And she was out of India for the first time from a mafusil town. I'm not from Hyderabad or Madras or Bombay or Delhi, metropolis city, nor I ever had any education in central school, nothing. Pakka mafusil town. Rural. Semi-rural. But Baba's miracle is to make me exposed to the world to follow my English. That is a miracle of Baba, the divinity of Baba, much more than my ability and capacity. I am very conscious of it. I remind myself more number of times than my heart beat. Believe me. It is His divinity, not my ability. And she wrote a letter. What she wrote to us, don't worry. Gone are the days when you travel by your cycle 12 times, 10 times a day to the college and tutorial colleges, medical interns. Don't worry. I am here to help you. Don't worry. You'll be flying, that's all. My father used to say, a daughter is a daughter forever. A son is a son until he is married. A son is a son until he is married, while a daughter is a daughter forever. And he also used to say, daughter is a sales tax, when once you perform a marriage, there ends matter. Son is an income tax who expects money from you throughout your life. So, when she wrote that touching letter, emotional letter of concern for me, going on bicycle number of times, earning money, coaching everywhere, I felt deeply touched, just that letter. I kept it in my pocket. And Swami came that side and said, "Where is the letter?" I said, "What letter, Swami?" He said, "That letter." "What, Swami?" "Hey! That letter." Then I said, "Swami, it's a personal letter." Then Bhagavan said, "Is there anything like personal and Swami? Is there anything personal between you and me? If you are not going to take out that letter from your pocket, I'll declare publicly what all that is written there is." I said, "Swami, don't take strain like that. It's a letter from my daughter." Thus, before I started telling anything about it, he himself said, when she is doing very well there, getting 80s, 90s marks there, feeling Swami from there, you are staying with Swami, thinking of them. She is devotee and you are not the devotee. And he said, "Nearness is not important. Dearness is more important. Therefore, to think of him, to pray to him, is much more important than being there as a physical frame, a statue, colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. It's useless. Therefore, a concern is just enough. A consideration is enough. Prayer for them. Inquire. My mother is a retired education officer. She is a postgraduate from Madras, Queen Mary's College, English Literature. Well, whenever I say, "Mummy, I met your student," he says that he has drawn inspiration from you. "Ah, is that so? When did you meet him?" "Oh, I remember that boy, and I know him." She goes on speaking for 10 minutes. I say, "Oh, that's right." The only way I serve her was this. "I met your student, that headmaster, that principal. He says that you are his professor and you taught him and he's draws inspiration." "Ah, yes, what do you think of me?" That is the situation of every parent. Every parent. No exception. That's what is needed. Today our children have no time to say, "How are you?" They have no time to know who they are first, how they are. So, that is enough. A concern. Am I clear? Thank you. We have no questions. Question is out of question.
My question is, we all have faith in Swami and there is the next level of trust, getting into that trust. So could you give us some example as how we can move from faith to the state of surrender?
Where do you come from?
Dindigul, from India. We are from Pune.
Dindigul?
Yeah.
Tamil Nadu, Dindigul. Swami, while going to Kodaikanal, he stops there.
Yes.
I too came to Dindigul.
Yes.
There's one boy by name Rajagopal.
Rajagopal.
And he
yes.
spoke in Tamil.
Yeah.
And his brother Srinivasan works in the bookstore.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you. Dindigul is known for saris. Dindigul saris.
Yeah.
So, you represent that section also as well.
Yeah.
Well, good. How to move from faith to trust? Good intelligent question, a sharp man with good knowledge in English. There are three words. Belief, faith, trust. All the three are not synonyms. All the three are not same. They don't mean same, no. There are three levels of consciousness. There are three levels of awareness. There are three levels of apprehension. There are three levels of experience. What is a belief? A belief is social. Beliefs are social. Some say, "I should not see black cat in the morning." Belief. Number 13 is not auspicious. Belief. "I should not see a chameleon." Belief. Muslims, they don't want to see chameleons. Lizards. Hindus, they don't want black cat. However, much more black this fellow is. So, these are all the beliefs. which are social. And the beliefs will be changing from time to time depending upon socio-economic conditions. Long back, 50 years ago, going abroad is chandala yoga. You ask your grandfathers if they are still alive. Going abroad is a chandala yoga to cross oceans, meaning the meanest state. Today, not to go abroad is a parama chandala yoga. Beliefs. Beliefs change from time to time. Social. Next to faith. Faith is fluctuating. I have faith in him, I lost faith, you see. Faith can be gained, faith can be lost. Faith can be reposed. I reposed my faith in him. I have lost faith in him. Faith can be gained, faith can be lost. Faith is expectational. I have full faith in Lord Venkateswara, provided I get green card. I'll have full faith in Lord Venkateswara. Give my hair freely. As if he cannot grow for himself. As if he's expecting your hair. Faith is expectational. Faith is a bargain. Faith is give and take. Faith is physical, worldly, contractual business. It can be gained or lost. But trust is spiritual. Trust is permanent. Trust is eternal. Trust is nectarous. Trust is divine. Trust cannot be lost. It is permanent. Mother has all the trust on the child. Child has all the trust on mother. But the child, as he grows up, loses trust on everybody, including himself. Therefore, trust is a divine quality with which we are born. That seems to have been lost because of physical, sensual involvement. The sentient pleasure, the transient, momentary touches are the winds of change. But the trust is spiritual, divine, changeless, eternal. Therefore, how to travel from faith to trust is your question. That which is shaking today. Why it is shaking? Because things are not happening as I wish. I wish to stay in the company. I have full faith in Baba that he will help me to stay in the company. But I may be fired tomorrow. Layoffs. So I am losing faith. So faith is changing because of your choices, preferences. When once you lose it, oh God, I leave it to you. Let things happen as you decide. With surrender, the faith can rise up to higher heights of trust, which is unshakable. Thank you for your question. Good.